Northern California beach town offers great hiking, barbecue, ice cream and more. By Jim Harrington. The Mercury News. Aptos is often overlooked due to its more high-profile neighbors, the surf city of Santa Cruz, just a few miles to the north, as well as the twin tourism capitals of Monterey and Carmel, a relatively short drive to the south. Yet Aptos deserves your time and attention. It's an absolute gem of a little town, offering up a multitude of options for visitors to do, see, eat, and drink in its cozy confines. What we love best about Aptos is its variety of terrain, allowing visitors and locals alike to enjoy so much without having to travel very far. It's famously known as the place where the forest meets the sea, which translates to people being able to both hike and surf in the very same afternoon. It's also got a picturesque and historic shopping/dining area, known as Aptos Village, where you can easily spend an afternoon reading a book at a coffee shop or an early evening listening to live blues music. And did we mention that Aptos might just be the finest town for ice cream in all of Northern California? That right, there should be reason enough to visit. Before we venture off on our day trip itinerary, however, we should probably clear up one potentially confusing thing about Aptos. It's not a city, but rather an unincorporated town in Santa Cruz County that is made up of several small villages: Aptos Hills, Larkin Valley, Aptos Village, Cabrillo, Seacliff, Rio del Mar, and Seascape. Altogether, there are some 6,000 lucky people who get to call this area home. With that clarification made, let's head on over to Aptos. Late morning hike. Our adventure begins at the Forest of Nacine Marc State Park, a gorgeous spot that delivers the first part of Aptos' catchy forest meets the sea town slogan. Yet, before we get to those lovely redwoods, let's first fuel up with a stop at Cat and Cloud, an always happening Santa Cruz County-based coffee spot with a location right in Aptos Village. This Cat and Cloud is the kind of place where you could spend a few hours chatting up friends, posting on Instagram or reading a book while enjoying a warm, fresh brew. But, on this day, we've got plenty to do, so let's keep things brief and just grab a pastry and a beverage. From there, you're mere minutes from the Forest of Nacine Marc, so close, in fact, that some people decide to walk there from Aptos Village instead of driving. Preferring to temporarily save our legwork, my wife and I took the car, paid the $8 parking fee, and then went about exploring the 30 miles of hiking trails. No, we didn't get around to all 30 of those miles in this 10,000-acre state park. We maybe did 2 or 3 miles, but it was enough to provide a good sample size of this gorgeous, dense forest filled with second and third growth redwood trees. Those towering giants go a long way toward blocking out the sun, making for some wonderfully shady walks in the park on an otherwise warm day. There are also some great picnic spots right along Aptos Creek in the park, so feel free to bring those pastries and other goodies from Cat and Cloud right along with you. Just please remember to clean up after yourselves. An easy introduction to the park can be had with Old Growth Loop, which includes a picnic area and, of course, plenty of redwoods, including the park's largest tree, which is dubbed the Advocate. Budget about an hour or so to leisurely explore this trail, which runs just over 1 mile. Want to spend even more time with the trees? Lengthier hikes include the 13-mile Five Finger Falls and the 7.5-mile West Ridge Loop. For us, however, there are more stops to make on this day in Aptos, so it's time to depart the forest and head for the sea, but certainly not empty-handed. Hit the beach. We'll stop just outside of Seacliff State Beach, one of the most notable beaches on this stretch of the coast, to grab some grub at Castelli's Cafe and Deli. There is a lot on the menu at Castelli's, from breakfast egg dishes to soups and salads, but we always go straight for the sandwich board, which is filled with plenty of delicious-sounding custom creations. That said, the one that calls to us most strongly is Cement Ship, a mammoth work of sandwich art with turkey, salami, provolone, cheddar, avocado, onion, peperoncini, oregano, mayo, and sweet hot mustard on a toasted French roll. It's delicious, and it's big enough to split. but it's also an appropriate meal for the setting, because we are going to pack it up as a picnic lunch and bring it right into the state park that many refer to as Cement Ship Beach. Seacliff's defining landmark is indeed the cement ship, parked now for nearly a century just offshore. The ship is the SS Palo Alto, a concrete freighter built at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Oakland in 1919. It was originally constructed as a wartime tanker, but World War I ended before it had a chance to be deployed. In 1929, it was brought to Seacliff, where it was intentionally sunk and connected to the beach via a pier. The plan was to use it as an entertainment/fishing spot, and, indeed, there was reportedly even a dance floor added to the main deck at one point. But that venture proved short-lived, and it's been basically just a bizarre and beloved landmark ever since. The brutal storms of 2023 decimated the pier, however, making it so locals can no longer stroll out to get a close-up view of the ship. And don't try to swim out to the ship, since that's not safe. Instead, just enjoy the still intriguing views from the shore. Beyond the history lesson, there are plenty of other reasons to recommend this beach, including picnic tables and other facilities, a really nice boardwalk/promenade, hiking, and biking trails, and an ocean that calls out for surfers, swimmers, fishers, and others. Having just gotten our exercise at the Forest of Nassim Marks, however, we are more inclined to just stretch out some beach towels and relax in the mix of sun and salt air. Blues and barbecue. After a few hours at the beach, our thoughts most definitely turn to dinner. Now, remember, we purposely didn't go big on either our pre-hike late breakfast or our beach picnic lunch, choosing to split dishes on both occasions. But that changes now, as we pack up the beach gear and head off to the main course, Aptus St. Barbecue. A vibrant spot in Aptus Village, Aptus St. has long been one of my favorite spots for barbecue in all of Northern California. It's part of a family-owned group of local restaurants, which includes such fine establishments as Trail Dust Barbecue in Morgan Hill and South Winchester Barbecue in San Jose, and pretty much everything there is good. Yet, we're not just heading there to load up on pulled pork and brisket this time around, we're also here for the tunes. Aptus St. Barbecue hosts live blues music every night of the week from 6 to 8 p.m., plus a bonus Saturday matinee from 1 to 4 p.m. So order up a big dish of smoked meat, but no dessert, please, because we have plans for that, and enjoy such blues acts as the Lloyd Whitley Blues Band, Mojo Mix, and Broken Shades. Then, with a hot blues guitar lead still fresh in your ear, head off for the last stop of the day trip. And since this is Aptus, that last stop has to be for ice cream. And you've got four fine places to choose from: Legendary Mary Ann's Ice Cream, Foodie Favorite Penny Ice Creamery, Soft Serve Specialist Snow White Drive-In, and the increasingly popular Brewster's Real Ice Cream. You won't go wrong with any of those four spots, all of which combine to make Aptus arguably the greatest ice cream town in all of Northern California. If you go, Aptus St. Barbecue opens at 7 a.m. daily, 8059 Aptus Street, Aptus. AptusSTBarbecue.com. Brewster's Real Ice Cream opens at 11 a.m. daily, 150 Rancho Del Mar, Aptus. Brewster's.com. Castelli's Cafe and Deli opens at 8 a.m. daily, 236 Santa Cruz Avenue, Suite A, Aptus. Castellisaptus.com. Cat and Cloud Coffee opens at 6:30 a.m. daily, 10 Parade Street, Suite A, Aptus. CatonDCloud.com. Forest of Nassim Marks State Park opens sunset to sunrise daily at Aptus Creek Road, Aptus. Parking is $8. Parks.ca.gov. Mary Ann's Ice Cream opens at 10 a.m. daily, 218 State Park Drive, Aptus. MariannisIceCream.com. The Penny Ice Creamery opens at noon daily, 141 Aptus Village Way, Aptus. ThePennyIceCreamery.com. Seacliff State Beach open 8 a.m. to sunset daily, 201 State Park Drive, Aptus. Parking is $10. parks.ca.gov. Snow White Drive-In opens at 6:30 a.m. daily, 223 State Park Drive, Aptos. No website, but phone is 831-688-4747. Copyright 2026 Media News Group Incorporated. Visit at mercurynews.com. Distributed by Tribune Content Agency, LLC. Dear readers, we would love to hear from you. What topics would you like to read about? Please send your feedback and tips to features@epictimes.nyc.